A couple weeks ago, news broke about the death of Rachel Held Evans, an evangelical woman who was famous for her liberalizing and feminist teachings. And of course, death is our enemy, and the passing of anyone, especially as young as her, has an element of the tragic. And it is tragic. It's tragic that she leaves behind a husband and children, but it's especially tragic that the male leadership in her life was not faithful enough to protect her from the seducing spirits of feminism and liberalism. It's tragic that she needed to rage against the church in the way that she did, but it's also understandable that when men do not lead as they ought, when they do not protect, and when they fail to teach correct doctrine and to guard against the wolves, the sheep get devoured. But at the same time, while her heresy and rebellion were something of the fruit of the modern church, she is still accountable for her words and her actions. And while we cannot say definitively, it does appear to me that her untimely and inexplicable death was a form of judgment. Perhaps the Lord had mercy on her and his church by taking her and thus disallowing her from leading more women astray and preventing her from heaping up more judgment on herself. These are difficult things to consider. I don't say them lightly, but I think it's necessary that we do so, that we grieve with those who loved her, but that we also reflect on God's judgment against false teachers. Because Scripture tells us repeatedly that false teachers will be judged, that the rebellious will be judged. Jesus warns the church in Thyatira of this very thing. He says, "I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first." So he commends them. But he says, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you follow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. I will give to each one of you according to your works." So, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and our God is living, and he still commits these kinds of judgments against us, either in blessing or in cursing. And so we must be circumspect in how we walk. We must remember that we will be accountable for every word we speak. We must remember that God will give back to you what you sow, and he will judge you according to your works. And so this reminds us of our need to confess.